Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Cliff Richter, Amanda Cochran, and Juliet Langley here to talk about Sitka's Community Orchestra and the upcoming concert this Friday. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Good morning, Erin.
So to talk about Community Orchestra, honestly, this has flown under my radar for a while. I've heard of the youth orchestra previously in town, but the community orchestra has been happening for quite some time. Can I get a little bit of background on how long has the community orchestra been happening here in Sitka?
Well, it's kind of picked up steam, it feels like, a little bit since COVID, coming back out of it, but it probably goes back at least 10 or 15 years. And I know Jan Lovett gets a lot of credit for being a part of that in its earlier days. Maybe there were folks before that, too. It's also my understanding that it was originally designed for, you mentioned youth orchestra,
yeah.
So kind of a youth event first that's really over time become a community event that involves grown-ups, kids, and a lot of parents and their kids, too.
The kids get to do so many cool things in town. We should take some back for the grown-ups.
That's right.
And that's what the
it's community... Only fair.
It's only fair that we get some cool stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm a coach in youth sports, and one of the things I like to tell the kids is that, you know, coaches are allowed to have fun, too.
Yeah, it's only fair. We've put in our time. And so community orchestra is just that. It's folks getting together with a love of playing music and getting a chance to do that again. So with you all, what has been your experience with music? What brought you into Sitka's Community Orchestra? Let's start with you, Amanda.
Sure. Yeah. This is actually my first year in Community Orchestra. I've heard about it over the last year or so. KK Prussian is the one that has needled me for a little while to get involved, and was able to get a clarinet this year and join in. And it's been a lot of fun. I think it'd been about 10 years since I'd played the clarinet, so it was a little bit of a learning curve to kind of get back up to speed, but it's just fun to come together and play, you know, in a group and be creative and have that time together.
Excellent.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, so it is, we can say for those of us who it's, you know, we've played before, but it's been some years. It is.
Yeah.
It can be considered like riding a bike. It does come back eventually.
It comes back eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, you need some refreshers and a little time, which is great with community orchestra because you do get that time to play together and get up to speed and get prepared for eventually playing to the public together.
Right. Juliet, what brought you into community orchestra here in Sitka?
Yeah, great question. So I'm actually pretty new to town. I'm one of the new Jesuit volunteers for this year. And I knew that I wanted to bring my love of music with me when I came to Sitka. So I brought my violin. I knew there's a community orchestra, and I was like, yes, I'm going to play in this orchestra. I've been playing violin since I was in fourth grade, but I kind of took a hiatus during college, so it's felt so great to come back into playing violin and get to connect with community members over my love of music.
Yeah, music, you get that commonality that brings folks from every aspect of the community. And With community orchestra, I'm imagining there's no auditions involved. There's no extra pressure of, like, you're here for the love of it, not for any sense of superiority.
You don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, no one's fighting over first chair of anything.
Yeah, the tryout is walking through the door, and we're like, you're hired.
Yeah.
So, Cliff, how long have you been part of the orchestra? What are you playing in there?
I think just 3 years now. I'm a percussionist, and I'd like to give some credit to Mr. Drew Larson, our director. He's also the Blatchley Middle School band director. And he pulled me in because my kids are in, he's teaching my kids in concert band and jazz band, and pulled us all in a few years ago. I'm the only one still there. So it just goes to show that it is more than just for kids. But boy, it's a lot of fun. You know, you meet new people, and I never have time to do it. And I'm never really in the best of moods when I go because I don't think I have time. And then I get there, and when I leave, I don't know about you guys, but I'm always glad I went. And it's one of the highlights of my week now.
Awesome. So what is the season for community orchestra? This isn't a 12 months out of the year. This is just a section of the year. So what does your rehearsal season look like?
Yeah, it's about 3 months. We've been playing together, I think, since January, maybe.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And we're nearing the end. This week is going to be our last rehearsal together, and then our concert this week. So yeah, 3 week or 3 month commitment. And you know, there were a couple weeks here and there that I couldn't show up. So that definitely happens. We had a couple breaks in there with spring break and whatnot, but, it's a good chance to kind of get comfortable with the music and have enough time together, but also not get into the summer busy season. Right.
Right. So yeah, a chance to, get out of hibernation mode, reconnect with people and
totally.
Yeah, get excited again. So what do we have, what have you been working on for the past 3 months? Anyone want to spill the beans on what we have coming up for the concert?
Yeah, we got quite the mix, from like a musical medley, A Fiddler on the Roof, to some more classical pieces like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, the Corelli Suite, themes from Capriccio and Jupiter. Yeah, we got a great mix of fast-paced songs and some slower, more drawn-out pieces. So definitely a good mix.
And from composers that and pieces that people will find familiar too.
For
so.
Sure, yeah,
absolutely.
Any personal favorites among the selections? Things that have been pieces you've played before, or ones that have been particularly fun to get to play this time around?
I think for me, I really enjoyed Fiddler on the Roof.
Me too.
Yeah,
that's the one I find myself like humming during the week.
Definitely. Right? Yes. Yes. I walk away singing it.
And I've been meaning to watch it too, the movie again, and I just haven't got to. So we'll have to do it at home probably sometime after the performance. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of catchy numbers. You forget how many within one show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my favorite is Beethoven, actually, because there's a really hard passage at the beginning that I finally conquered, and it feels so good to finally get it right.
Excellent. Has yours been, you said Fiddler on the Roof too, Amanda?
Fiddler, yeah. Yeah, I think that's definitely my favorite. There's something fun in all of them. Some of the pieces have a lot of time change, which is challenging and something that I've been working through. But I enjoy all of them in different ways. That's Excellent. The really fun one, though.
Yeah, something I give Mr. Larson credit for. I call him Mr. Larson always because he's a kid's teacher. But Drew, he picks challenging pieces for us, you know. And if it was just, you know, something for the kids, like it's more than just intermediate level. I think he gives us a chance to challenge ourselves and play some good stuff.
Yeah, make sure you stretch yourself. Like you're there to obviously for the enjoyment of music for the community involved in it, but. Yeah, you're there to stretch your skills as well.
Yeah, in a former life, some of us were pretty accomplished at this stuff, right?
Those were the days. Yeah, I mean, it can still touch back on that and still, have that challenge to it. And yeah, like Juliet, you were saying, when you finally get that that lick conquered, God, feels good. And that have that challenge and accomplishment is pretty awesome. So you were saying, Cliff, Drew Larson, your conductor, doesn't just pick easy pieces, quote unquote, and not just for kids or younger members. About what is the spread of ages throughout community orchestra?
It is quite a range.
Do you know what you're looking at?
We were chatting about that beforehand.
Yeah. Sixth grade, I think, is the youngest. Up until, I don't know.
Who's the oldest person in the band? No, we're not going to go
older
there.
Older folks.
The full gamut.
Awesome. And so, with Community Orchestra, is there really, you said that you mean the audition is successfully walking through the door. So I take it there really isn't an age limit on either end. It's if you have an interest in ability in reading and playing music.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you can read music, if you enjoy playing together and you want to participate, I think anyone's welcome.
And I see what you're getting at. We're hiring, right? We're looking for more volunteers, and something that's different than years past is it's under the Parks and Rec umbrella now. Mm-hmm. So it's easier than ever to figure out how to get involved, right? Go to the city website and look under Parks and Rec, and there's going to be information about the community orchestra. Or I'm sure you could go into Blatchley Middle School and look for one of the Parks and Rec employees at the front desk there, Kevin Knox or
Ellie Campbell
and others who are there. So they'll fill you in. Anybody who's interested, just please check it out.
Yeah,
or come see us on Friday night.
Yeah, in a former life, back in college and stuff, I definitely played a bunch of music, and it's definitely something that I've been missing personally. So might have to
join us.
Query and see if an instrument or two could be rustled up, and perhaps join you guys this coming season. Since, as you were saying, this is the culmination of your rehearsal season. You've been practicing for the last 3 months to put together this concert that's coming up this Friday. So the concert itself is happening at the Performing Arts Center, and it is free for any and all who are interested in hearing all your hard work put together. Mm-hmm. So the concert itself is 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, and anyone who's interested in music and an enjoyment of it is welcome to come. And I'm sure you'll be there to answer any questions for those who might be inspired to join you guys in the coming fall.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we wanted to shout out that if you're interested in getting involved in music, and maybe you don't play an instrument but you enjoy singing, there will be a community choir coming up this year, I think for the first time as well. So that'll be a fall opening, and people can get involved in that way. And then we'll circle around to spring and do community orchestra again.
Heaven forbid we ever have a dull moment in town. always something good happening. Yes. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. Cliff Richter, Juliet Langley, and Amanda Cochran for the Community Orchestra, the concert coming up this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.